Good morning，大家早。那今天我们要讲的主题是跟那个幸福有关。幸福。So today our speech or discussion, I would say, is related to well-being, like what is well-being？大家快乐吗？快乐。幸福吗？啊，你幸福吗？没有，你要说很美满，美满美满。Yeah. Are you happy? Yeah, that's a good start. Trying to be? Okay. Well, so today's focus will be on what does it mean to be happy? What does it mean to have well-being? So the way I would start this topic is by starting...let me just make sure. Okay, starting a question. 所以大家我今天要开始这个主题呢，我要先从一个问题来好了。我先问大家一个问题哈。大家可以想象一下，就是我们譬如说有一只猴子，猴子很爱吃香蕉嘛，对不对？那你把一只猴子抓来，然后你给这个猴子一个选择哈，左边是很多香蕉，然后右边是很多钞票，那你觉得猴子会要哪一个？香蕉啊。那如果那个猴子要钞票，代表这只猴子不太正常嘛哈，对，So I start with a question. If you catch a monkey and you give monkey a choice, right? Give a choice of, hey, here's a bunch of bananas and here are a bunch of cash. Which one would the monkey want? The bananas, right? Yeah. And if the monkey want the cash, it means the monkey is not too normal, right? I mean, yeah. Well, of course the monkey wants banana becauseMonkey didn't realize that, you know, although, right, cash, you can actually buy a lot more bananas. Right. 但这个猴子很可惜是这个猴子不知道说钱是更好的，因为钱可以买你更多更多的香蕉，他只想吃眼前的香蕉。那我再问另外一个问题哈，请问你是要哪一个？如果给你这么大把大把钞票，或是叫你来上一堂佛法课程，请问你想要选哪一样？很难选啊！拿了钞票来上课，那我再用另外一个方式讲好了。如果你可以选这个，或是学到很多的佛法，你要学哪一个？学佛钱。看当时的心情。So here's the same question for you. Which one would you want? Give you tons and tons of cash versus learning about Dharma. Which one would you pick? Some yelled out, money, money. It's a hard choice. Depends. It depends on the mood that day. Yeah. Huh?So now people start to rationalize how they should have both. Of course, I'm using... of course, only pick one, but, well, so let's put it this way. Do you want money or wisdom? Money. Money and hopefully learn some wisdom, right? Oh, that's the same story with the monkey, right? I mean, with money, you could definitely get you some happiness, but what we don't know sometimes is wisdom will allow you to gain a lot more happiness. Not just from money. Money is just one way of gaining well-being and happiness, but with wisdom, you open yourself up to many different ways of living your life better, right? So it's the same concept. 所以刚才也是讲一样的道理嘛，就是 给你大把钞票，或是有给你智慧，你想要选哪一个？那当然大部很多人可能会选钱，但是钱当然是可以给我们一些好日子过，或一点快乐，但是它只是其中一种方式，让你过得好一点，让你快乐一点。但是有智慧的话，你可以有更多不同的方式，让你日子过得更快乐，过更幸福。所以这个是，所以今天的我们重点就是，我们人呢，要怎么样过呢，才可以过得更幸福。所以这个智慧，这个我们就是大家先把它放在心里啊。到底什么是智慧 ？So I guess that's the theme for today, right? I mean, like what is a good life? What is well-being? And it should have something to do with wisdom, right? How to live a better life, right? So let's just do you ask yourself this question though, like how to be happier? Have you asked yourself this question?
Yeah, I mean that's actually what I'm focusing on, how to change my mindset. Uh-huh. Because I know that
Well, sounds like you have a lot of wisdom already. Yeah, that's let me translate what you say a little bit. You work with special social worker and special ed teachers, so that's a tough population you're dealing with. A lot of stress that can arise from. Yeah, but that's a good point about changing perception, right? Yeah, because you're helping other kids to learn to accept the autistic kid, right? Good, good. 所以他这个当然，我就稍微翻译一下，他就是说他的工作是特殊教育跟社工。那当然在他的工作上会遇到很多也是困难嘛、瓶颈嘛，所以他觉得就是有时候要改变我们看事情的方式。或者是转念，如果可以学习到怎么转念，生活会可以过得好一点。那这个也是，我就说他已经蛮有智慧了。So I think you're done for today. I mean, you have a lot of wisdom already. I don't know. yes, that's true. So learning to change your perspective definitely has something to do with living a better life, right? So any other?所以你们有想想这个问题吗？要怎么样过得更幸福？有想过吗？啊？少欲知足，所以这个是个传统的智慧嘛。少欲知足，还有嘞？还有嘞？啊？过得去就算了。这个好像台湾人的悲情哦。过得去就算了啊。啊？实现梦想，实现梦想 ，OK。还有嘞，少欲知足，过得去就算了。实现梦想，啊？哦，放得下，要放得下，嗯，这个都是我们佛法最重要。我们每次放得下，其实是很好的方法，对，很好的方法。只是我们都是叫别人要放下，对对。但是很多时候都是叫别人放下，不是我们这，然后自己放不太下这样子。先生生气，你要放下。啊，不错。Just quickly translate. They so brainstorm some ideas. Some said, cut down your desire, and some say, if you could just get passed by, that's okay. That's happiness. And what's another one?少欲知足pursuing your dreams, pursuing your dreams. And finally, let it go. Let it go. And I say sometimes people like to talk about let it go, but we usually ask other people to let it go, not ourselves. So, right, that makes sense. Well, huh? 有啊，他 he did. Oh, you didn't. What do you think about how to be happier?
Is to change. No, I can't project my voice.
Sorry, because it's on Facebook.
You sound attractive. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, go ahead.
It's a change of focus sometimes, you know.
Change of focus?
Focus. You know. Yeah, I think that's the reason why I'm here.
Okay.
To change the focus. Or change the perception.
Change of perception, yeah.
Yeah, because, you know, things happen, undesirable things, and mm-hmm. one has a happy life, goes towards a happy life, without even raising the question, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But when the question is raised when there is pain.
When there's pain, how to deal with pain, right? When there's no pain, it's much easier to deal with. But when there's pain, emotional or distress or physical pain, it's much harder.
Because one looking back, oh, but I was happy. What happened? No, I'm not happy.
Right. Yeah. Right. So 这位居士讲说是转换我们的。 也是可能跟类似这个居士讲的一样嘛，转换我们的那个什么东西啊，主也不是主题啊，转移我们的注意力，转移我们注意力。但是他提到一个重点的，就是幸福好像没有什么问题的时候，人都感觉还不错了，都是有问题的时候才发觉，哎，为什么我日子过得不太好。 过得不太好这样，所以这个是一个很重要的题目嘛，对不对？当然，就是而且我想这边很多都是修行的嘛，我们都是在修行。那很多时候，我记得是哪一个，还是南怀瑾还是谁讲了，我忘了。就是说，平常没有那个烦恼的时候，不要平常没有烦恼的时候装作是修行人。 然后有烦恼的时候变成普通人，这个很重要，因为很多人都是这样子吧。平常没事的时候，哎，大修行者，然后有事情的，我受不了了。So this is a common saying in Buddhist. This one someone said in Buddhist practice, we are practitioners, and I was talking about how difficulty is hard to deal with, and there's one saying that. Don't act like you're a practitioner when there's nothing happening. But when there's something happening, then you act like you're a normal person. Right? It's just saying that a lot of time when there are difficulties, it's hard to apply our practice into real action. So part of the purpose of this lecture is really not so much me giving any answers, but more like, I think my job is to generate some questions in life. Like, how can we live a better life? And if we're not, how come we're not living a better life? Makes sense. So 今天其实我演讲不是很喜欢给什么答案，因为我没什么答案，因为我都喜欢问问题，问完你们就自己回家想这样子。但重点就是，日子怎么样可以过得更好？ 那为什么我的日子没有过得更好？那到底是哪边出了问题？那是我的修行有没有办法帮助我让日子过得更好？这个是一个很实际的问题，不用等到什么时候再去想这个东西，你现在就可以开始想这个东西，要怎么样过得更好？那当然有很多人有很多不同的 idea， 要怎么样让日子过得更幸福。那譬如说我那一天看到新闻，Let me just skip this one. Yeah, skip. 那天我看到新闻啊，这边有这样子，什么是最幸福？丧偶绝对是比离婚幸福，未婚是一定比已婚幸福，未婚是一定比已婚幸福。这个只是在，你们觉得嘞？ So this is a newspaper I found the other day talking about well-being. Some people try to figure out what is the best life, right? What is the best? Who are happier than others? So it says that if you lost your wife, it's much happier than when you have a divorce. And when you are divorced, you're much happier than when you are not married. And when you're not married, you're much happier than when you're married. Okay. It's supposed to be a joke, but that's all right. Oh, is that accurate? It might be true for some of us. It might be true for some of us. And here's another news I found. Here's another news I found about happiness and well-being. The way to 男人啊，只要做家事啊，就会越做越幸福啊。女人会越做越多，会越暴躁啊。所以这也是一种寻求幸福的方式之一嘛。So here's another newspaper article, and they ask about actually, oh, by Oxford.、Right? Oxford did a study on 34 countries, 30,000 people.And they are asking who are the happier people, right? And they show that the happier people are the guys who does the housework. Like if they do house chore, they'd be happier. They're the happier people. And women, the more they do, the more vicious they get. They become, basically. Okay. So don't make your wife or girlfriend do housework. Just remember that. Yeah, right, right, yeah. And if your girlfriend's not happy, you're not going to be too happy. I can tell you that for sure. So your happiness is not just controlled by you. You got to take care of people around you as well. Okay. That's why Buddhism says you cannot just pursue your own personal happiness, right? You got to make sure everyone else around you is happy. Otherwise, it cannot be hard for you to be happy when you're the only happy one and everyone else is miserable. They will try to make you miserable too, you know? All right, so let's just get, let's talk a little bit about well-being and happiness. So I think the focus today is really going to be focused on Martin Seligman's work. Some of you may have heard of him, but he's the father of positive psychology. I would say he's one of the co-founder of positive psychology. And this is a very well-known model proposed by him. So this is just, for those who heard it, I guess you just have to hear it again. For those who never heard it, you know, it's good. We talk about it and we have a discussion about it. Basically, Martin Seligman, he did a lot of research, look at people from different countries. And he wanted to study who are the people tend to be happier or have a better life. Well-being is the word he used, because happy sometimes can be misleading. Who are the people that have a higher well-being, right? who live a better life? And he proposed that based on his research, he found that people who live a better life, They tend to demonstrate five qualities, okay? And so we can go over each one a little bit today. So, and he gave those five qualities the acronym PERMA, PERMA, PERMA. So you call it PERMA, right? So people who live a better life tend to demonstrate PERMA, right? 所以今天我们那个演讲的主题是主要是要讲那个我们那个心理学界有一个大师是属于所谓的正向心理学，正向心理学。那正向心理学呢，他们通常是非常喜欢研究怎么样让人过得更幸福、更快乐、更美满。所以他们会用很多不同的方式去测试、去测量，然后去把它统计下来。那基本上呢，他们这个正向心理学的研究通常是跨国性的，它不会只是单一在美国，而是说看各种不同族群呢，他们每个人，比如说他到这个国家谁是快乐的，到这个国家谁是快乐的，然后他们来慢慢去看说快乐的那个幸福的人呢，他们有什么样的共同点，什么样的共同点。那基本上这个大师 Martin Seligman 他说那个人的幸福感啊，来，通常有说他们有比较幸福的呢，有五个共同点，有五个共同点。那他那个英文缩写叫做 PERMA， PERMA。那我就把它翻成中文，你说比较容易记得的话，就是幸福宝马，幸福宝马或是幸福白马也可以啊，都可以啊。哇，新卡贝贝哈，都可以啊。那个，反正这个，所以第一个 P。So 我们从第一个开始。So the first one, P, stand for positive emotion. I think that's the most obvious one. Like if you live a good life, you're more likely to demonstrate positive emotion. So when I say positive emotion, it means the feelings of happiness, feeling of being connected with people, feeling of less anger, right, less anxiety, less negative emotion, okay, and more lovely, feel more love and peaceful. So those are all considered positive emotion. Now, how about people who are happy all the time? Do you think that's good? Like if this person's always happy, what is that? It's possible. Sounds good. Too good to be, well, it is too good to be true because usually they don't last too long. And when you're extreme happy for 2-3 weeks, you know what happened? Huh? You collapse. And usually when you're extreme happy, you lose your, what, decision-making process, you lose your control, and we sent you to the hospital. That's what happened when you're too happy. We'll give a different name for that. You're what, like, manic. That's what happened when people are manic. They're too happy, right? They keep, the happiness doesn't go down. They just, the moods keep going up and up and up. So you don't want to be like happy all the time. That's a problem. Right? That's a problem. Okay. So that's not what we meant here. Like you have to be happy all the time. But I think it's more like weather and climate. Right, the climate is different than weather. Whether you have rainy day, you have shiny day, but in general, it's good climate. That's probably what we meant here. So, well, this is the first question for you to think about. Do you tend to have positive emotion? Now you can reflect a little bit on yourself. Do you tend to have positive emotion? And if you don't, do you have any clue why not? Something for us to brainstorm about. 所以这个第一个幸福宝马的第一个是那个叫做活得愉快，活得愉快。那所谓的他那个 P 就是代表 positive 正面的情绪啊。然后正面情绪当然是有很多种，他就是有，当然是快乐啦，当然是有那个感觉被爱啊。或是感觉人跟人相处的好啊，这个都是属于，或是感觉很平静啊，很心安啊，这个都是属于的正面的情绪。那刚才我有问了一个问题，就是，你觉得一个人可以一直快乐都不停下来的快乐吗？不可以，为什么呢？可以这样一直快乐，一直快乐，一直快乐吗？嗯，那为什么不行呢？刚才有听到我讲为什么吗？那用she got a different answer why you cannot be happy. It means you're retarded or you're using drugs, which yeah doesn't make sense, right? Doesn't make sense. 但我们刚才也说了，你如果一直一直快乐停不下来的话，你的那个判断力都会降低，然后你的那个情绪会一直，就快乐情绪一直升高的时候，你会越来做事越来越无头绪，然后你那个思虑啊会变得非常的快。到这个时候呢，我们就把你送到医院去了哈。所以因为这个是躁郁症的躁症发作的时候，躁症就是所谓的躁，就是你情绪往上升嘛，那其中一种情绪就是快乐情绪嘛。那你那个快乐情绪一直停不下来的时候，你就是会越来越危险。所以人在那个躁的时候啊，会做出一些很极端的事情出来。譬如说你从来不清理你的那个阁楼啊，你忽然整晚 都不睡就开始在清理你的阁楼了哈，或者是说你有一张信用卡，你就忽然跑到外面去，哎，反正我钱可以再赚嘛，反正没钱也没关系啊，心安就平安，我不知道，先钱花了再说啊，就是，然后对这个其实，所以反而是一个蛮危险的一个东西，所以我刚才讲所谓的正面情绪，不是说一天到晚都要快乐，是说有点像我们的气候跟天气的概念一样，就是气候它是比较稳定的嘛，那天气是每天不一样的，但是你这个气候本身是好的气候或不好的气候，是有它的那个的功能性在。那刚才我也是有提到说，那如果第一个幸福的人通常比较多正面情绪，那当然这个也是可以让我们去思考的，我平常日子生活中正面的情绪够不够，够不够，可以去思考一下这个问题。那如果不够的话，不够的话为什么不够，为什么不够，所以可以思考看看有什么原因你觉得可能是不够的吗？有什么原因你觉得会让人家日子过得不太好，或是正面情绪不够多，最常的原因是什么你觉得？需要的太多哦，需要的太多，还有嘞，然后能力又不够哦，好，这是一个，来还有嘞，睡不够啊，睡不够绝对是应该是这样讲吧，很多心理方面的问题都是从睡不够开始，或是说睡不够会让它变得更严重，睡不够是蛮重要的，有睡不好的吗？睡不醒，睡不好，睡不醒，其实都这个是蛮一个蛮，我觉得就是因为大家可能对生理健康比较注重啊，我觉得心理健康其中的地方就是睡眠的，睡眠如果睡不好是可以是一个需要注意的地方了。So I'm asking the question. Something you need to reflect on is, okay, so people who have better well-being tend to have more positive emotion in life. So one thing for you to think about is, do you think you have enough positive emotion in life? And if you don't, why not?Right, and what are the common reasons why people do not have positive emotions? So they were giving me some common answers why some people tend not to have positive emotion. One says, too much desires, but yet at the same time don't have the competency to achieve what you want. Another one actually mentioned something pretty important, which is sleep, like not enough sleep, whichfor mental health hygiene, if you don't have enough sleep, it's definitely not good for your mental health, right? Very important. Any other reason you can think of, common reason why people tend to have more negative emotion instead of positive emotion? One common reason? Yeah? Crazy boss. Crazy boss.That doesn't help. Yes, that doesn't help. Yeah. Huh? The boss are always crazy. That's possible. Crazy boss. Okay, so, but what crazy boss mean? 你说那个老板有问题啊，要怎么讲老板？老板的问题老板当然是，你老板不好当然是会让你生活多更多的压力，这是绝对的，这是确定的哈。所以，但是应该也是说，在有时候我们人心情比较不好，也是跟我们平常生活之间的人有关嘛。应该这样讲吧，很多时候都是跟你身边的人有关。你如果冤亲债主都在你身边是没错啊，对啊。 So we're talking about how one of common reasons people are unhappy is has something to do with relationship around you, right? If you have people, I mean, forget about crazy boss, but you could have, you know, a whole bunch of other people around you, like unwanted friends, right? Or angry girlfriend or boyfriend. I mean, like people around you that create conflict, right? So conflict with people is a common reason, right? A common reason. Now, let's keep that in mind, because later on we will talk about people a little bit. Now, the second, and before we move on, I just want to say what Sifu think about happiness, right? When you're in harmony with self and so with others, both in mind and in speech, one is full of joy and happiness. That's from our Sifu Master Shen Yan. Which makes sense to me. Makes sense to me, right? If you could be in some kind of harmony with yourself or others, you're more likely to experience joy and happiness. Which related to what we were just talking about, when you're in conflict, you're less likely to be in with joy and happiness. But then the next question is how to be in harmony, right? So you see, I don't give you answers. I'm just telling you what happy people are. And you go figure out how to be happy, right? The next one is E, stand for engagement. Engagement. People who are happy, or people who live their life better, they are more likely to engage in the activities that they do. And engagement here means that they truly can do what they like wholeheartedly. And in fact, in positive psychology, there's a term we call it flow. In flow. And the concept of flow is that you're so concentrated at what you do that you lose yourself in that moment. So it's almost like our mind has become very concentrated and unified, right? Using our language. But in psychology, we call that flow. Okay. So people who are engaged in life, they are more likely to experience flow. They're more likely to be able to engage in things they like to do. And they also know their sweet spot. What I mean by sweet spot is knowing what you're good at and love what you do, even when you don't get paid for. In other words, they have stuff they can, people who are living a better life, they have things, they have hobbies or activities that they like to do, even if they don't get paid for. And they could do it really well. They could do it really well. Or at least they're approaching it, right? They're approaching it in towards that direction. So, for example, some of us like to do tea ceremony, drink tea, right? So that's a good hobby. It's also a good way to train the mind. But most importantly, I think some of us love tea ceremony, right? Like, people can get really into this kind of stuff, right? I think even Master Jichen wrote an article about how the drinking tea give you some kind of spiritual transformation or spiritual path, using the ox herding picture as an example. 所以那个第二个 E 啊, 英文叫 engagement, 那但 engagement 中文可以翻的就是充实。 通常 幸福人他是过得非常充实的。那所谓的充实，就是他们可以很容易的就可以把心带到当下，然后可以很专注的做当下的事情。那他们也比较容易可以体验到我们那个英文叫做 flow， 就是正向心理学有个名字叫做 flow。那中文他们常常会翻成心流。那心流的它那个意思呢，就是当你做一件事情做得很专注的时候，你可以在做的那个当中几乎把自己的那个我忘掉， 暂对暂时的忘掉忘我，然后跟这个你做的事情合为一，其实它就是跟我们在讲的那个统一心是差不多一样的东西啦，就是你心专注的时候，你可以到统一的境里面。那所以活得充实的人，他比较有机会可以去体验到这个统一心，这种心流，这个心流，而且他们也日子呢可以过得比较好，是因为他们通常都会知道自己的所谓的 sweet spot， 就是自己的甜蜜点或幸福点哈，就是他们通常会有一个自己有几样自己喜欢做的事情，就是你不人家不付你钱，你也会去很乐意去做的事情。当然你如果生活越多这种事情当然是越好。那我刚才用的例子是譬如说有人喜欢泡茶，茶道本身就是一个你当你很喜欢泡茶的时候你会很认真去做。那我刚才讲到继承法师也之前有写过一个文章，用石牛图来解释这个泡茶的过程，其中就是有解释到泡茶也是可以让你进入统一性，然后从那里进入禅修的境界这样子。所以其实过得充实的人，他们的心比较可以怎么样集中，比较可以回到当下。所以这个是一个另外一个特征，就是幸福的人的另外一个特征啊。当然我们都没有讲到怎么样进入这个东西，我们只能说幸福的人有 XYZ， 好像在数人家家都有钱这样子啊。对，幸福人有这个，幸福人有这个啊。Okay, so let me just use another example. This is also from Sifu again, our Sifu Master Shenyin. So engagement means the ability to live in the present moment, and our Sifu said that living in the present moment does not mean that we should not reflect on things from the past, nor does it ask us not to plan for the future or not to look ahead. Instead, it means that whatever we have to do right now, we do. Okay. Whatever we are doing now, we focus all our attention on that task. That this is the best way to live a solidly grounded life. Every step we make is firm and steady. So that's from our teacher. Right. What does it mean to live in the present moment? 所以这个是个那个我从那个大法鼓听来的，就是师父在有人问说，哎，师父活在当下是不是就代表什么都不能想的？那师父会变白痴，因为我们都没想到未来，也没想到过去。那师父就开始解释，这个不是，这是错误的诠释方式。所谓的活在当下，不是说什么都不能想的，而是说我们做事情一定要做每一件事情都是用最认真的方式去做。就算我们在那个计划未来的时候，它也是一件事情嘛。你计划未来的时候，你就认真的计划未来；你去反省过去的时候，你就是认真的反省过去。重点是一步每一步都是要走得很稳，这才是一个健康的人生，应该是这样。所以所谓的活在当下是把当下的事情做好，当下是在做什么就做什么，这是所谓的活在当下的含义。So that is sort of a Zen way of saying how to engage in life. Whatever you do, whatever the task at hand, you do it wholeheartedly. Right? That is the Zen way of engagement. Zen way of engagement. So what's R? So we have what? P, E. What's the next one? R. What's R? Any guess?Reflection, yeah. Any guess? Yeah. Reflect sounds good and sounds like a good guess. Any guess? R.
Resolve.
Okay. Okay, resolve. R, actually, I think out of all five, R to me is probably the most important one. R. Not repent. Repent is important. not repent. Relationship. Yeah. People who live a good life, one characteristic is they tend to have meaningful relationship. Notice it's meaningful relationship, not how many relationship you have. Meaningful relationship, okay? And I guess this is one of famous experiments. A lot of people heard about this one, based in Harvard. They try to figure out, have you heard this one? The longest psychology study? It's really long. At Harvard, they had a study. They want to know who will live a better life. So what they did is, they want to see whether money matter or social status matter. So what they did was they start out at Boston. They follow two groups of young teenagers. One is from poor neighborhood. One goes to very good schools. Like they are very well off. And they follow them to see how they do. Right? Over 70 years. Okay. So that study, they have like four different research teams taking over. It's one of the longest study ever done in humans for psychology. So who you think live happier? The poor kids from the neighborhood or the rich kid that who go to good school such as Harvard? The poor kids? Poor kids? How about the rich kids? No? Lonely isolate? We don't want to see good. We don't know. They only, after 70 plus years, they only have one result. One big result. Your well-being and happiness is based on only one thing. And that's relationship. So it doesn't matter you're rich or poor. What matters more is your relationship. Your relationship. Good quality relationship. 所以这个 让我想到其中一个 Harvard 有一个非常有名的研究，他们想知道人的幸福啊，跟譬如说贫穷啊，或者是财富啊，或者是社会地位有没有关系？所以他们就用追踪的方式，然后去追踪两群人啊，两群年轻人啊，一群是从贫穷出生的年轻人，那另外一群是有点像天之骄子啊，幸福然后有钱然后去好的学校，譬如说是去 Harvard 啊，那他们就是每年定期追踪看他们每年到底过得怎么样。然后我刚才问说，那这两群人呢，谁日子过得比较好？那有些人说是穷的，但是最后这个研究只有一个答案，就是人际关系好的人日子过得最好。So this is something really important. They demonstrate that relationship is the key factor on how well you live, how happy you live, and even more important is not only good relationship is good for your mind, the good relationship is also good for your health. Right? So they can predict who's gonna have a better health at 70 when they look at your relationship at 50. So in other words, they can look at what your relationship is like when they were 50 years old, and they use that, they could predict who live a better life health-wise or mental health-wise at 70 years old. Very, very interesting, right? Very interesting. 所以他这个人际关系啊，他不只是对你的心理好啊，他对你的生理也都好，因为他们可以去探讨说啊，这个他们可以看啊，你50岁的人际关系状况啊，可以让他们可以预测到这个人70岁的健康状况是怎么样，所以这个是还蛮重要的一个东西啊。So, well, here's the big question now. Here's the big question now for you to think about. So do you have positive relationship with your family, friends, right, siblings? And if you don't, why not? And also, are there any relationship in your life you should have let go, but you didn't let go? So basically what I'm asking is there any relationship that you should work on that you didn't work on? Or is there any relationship in your life that you should let go, but you didn't let go? 这个重点是什么？这个重点其实就是我们自己要去反思一下。那我现在我的人际关系到底是怎么样？我跟我的亲朋好友的关系到底是怎么样？那有没有什么人在我的生命里，其实是我们应该跟他保持距离，而没有保持距离？所以我们人啊，很多人际关系，有些人是应该是怎么样让他更升华的，我们没有让他更升华，或者让他更好；有些该让他走的，我们没有让他走。其实，因为有时候我们不是每个人都会有好的人际关系，那很多时候我们其实觉得是好的朋友，他其实不是好的朋友，这个是很明显的。So there are sometimes we have friends that maybe we shouldn't have, but we have them, and there are some people maybe you should work on a little bit more, but you didn't. But again, this is how do we know who to work on, who we don't work on?That's a big question, right? Yeah, that's the big question, right? That goes back to what the very beginning, what we're talking about now, right? Wisdom, right? Wisdom.
Just how do you measure whether a relationship is positive or negative, or like specifically in this study, like,Is it a survey? They ask you questions, or what do you...
It's a longitudinal study for 70 years. They basically, over 70 years, and they basically follow them on a yearly basis. And if I remember correctly, I mean, I don't have their actual measures. They have assessment, psychological assessment for relationship. They probably did qualitative studies such as interviews, right? So it's not just based on what you said. They also interview you.And I heard they also interview their spouse. So you get data from sort of different areas. Different area.
I mean, just realistically speaking for yourself, like you would just say, like if I go through my friends and family and be like, oh, just common sense, oh, I have many positive interactions with this person. They're calm, they're life. You know what I mean?
Yeah. There's some accuracy to that, I assume, right? You kind of know who's good with you, and you kind of know who's your enemy. So there's always some certain degree of accuracy to those kind of assessments. I mean, in grad school, we have to spend a year learning how to make that assessment, like how to measure something that sounds abstract. But there has a lot of statistic involved, for example, if you want to develop a skill to measure that kind of stuff. Yeah. 这位居士问说怎么样去测量人际关系这个东西，那我刚才讲的是，其实在心理学我们，因为我们的工作就是，其实我们是其中一种科学家嘛，那科学的工作就是要把比较不能测量的东西把它转换成可以测量的东西，那这个东西它这个其实要花很多时间去解释跟学习，但基本上有很多不同的方式去测量，譬如说好的人际关系这个东西。OK, SoAnd I'm going to use what Sifu said again. To seek inner peace is to enjoy peace in life. To care for others is to attain happiness. Right? So one of the key things about attaining happiness is to learn to take care of others. Right? 这个师父的那个也是有提到说心安，我们那个心要安才会平安嘛。那只有帮助助人的时候才会让我们心更快乐，应该是这样说哈。所以这个人与人之间的关系是一个非常重要的。And I could say, you know what I can say about relationship is that I would say 99% of time when people come to psychotherapy, almost it always have something to do with relationship. One way or another. Always. So that's why I say this is one of the most important points. Right? And it's the hardest one to deal with, because for some people they have difficulty maintaining a good relationship with the other, and yet they don't know why. They're kind of like clueless how they drive people away in life. Right? 所以我说这个，这我刚才讲这个是。 人际关系大概是我觉得是大概最重要，因为在我们这个临床工作，通常会来我们看我们临床的人啊，九成九以上都一定是跟你的人与人之间的关系有关，不是是冲突呢，就是角色的转换，或者是譬如说你是孤独的，这基本上都是会跟人与人之间的关系有关。So M P E R M management。 Managing money. Okay, and for management, anyone else? And not for money? Huh? Mindfulness. Oh, mindfulness. Good. Good, mindfulness. Mindfulness actually is more like engagement. That would be more related to the second one. But mindfulness is throughout. I think in order to get all of them, you need to be mindful for sure. Good guess. And one more. Motivation. Ah, good, good, good. Well, good guess, all good guesses, but it's really actually meaning. 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 How important is it? Very important. That's another reason why people come to therapy sometimes. They don't see meaning in their life. Meaning is sort of like the roadmap in your life. If you cannot live with a meaningful life can be very difficult. Life can actually be very difficult. Okay. M的含义是意义啊。 人生的意义，生活的意义，你没有想过这个问题吗？我的人生的意义是什么？啊，从小长到大都没想了。这个是蛮重要的问题，因为其实意义它是一个有点像个地图哦，你没有这个地图的话，你人生其实不知道要去走到哪里去。所以其中一个我们临床看到很多问题的人，也是都是对这个意义不是很了解，或是他其实赚很多。 很成功，但是他看不到这个成功的背后的意义有什么意义，除了日子过得舒服一点之外，他不知道这个都是为了什么。So, what do you think about meaning? Important? Meaning? Does life have meaning?
Yes, in my case, it does, but I believe that meaning is very important. One of the motivations that I have originally to come to the center was trying to get meaning in life.
Some kind of meaning.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Mm. So do you think life itself has some meaning?
But then you would need to know how to get connected to it. I do believe that life itself has meaning, but...
Life itself has meaning, right?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Do you believe life itself has meaning? Yeah, yeah. Well, you're the only other... I mean, there's only three of you can speak English. So.
I'm sorry. Yeah, I mean, I feel like ever... Since being young, a child, just wondering to myself, like, well, what is the meaning of my life? Like, why am I here? Like, what kind of, like... I mean, and even now, I'm still asking the questions, like, well, what... What am I doing with my life? Like, mm-hmm. am I contributing, or am I just kind of like wandering around? Or, yeah. Like, I think that's the question that I also am like pondering or like focused on.
And this is a good question only for human, right? Like, other animals don't have this problem, right? If you think about it, huh? I mean, I don't see the bird flying in the air and say, "What kind of bird I want to be." I mean, really, right? I mean, it's really more for human being, right? Right? Life has meaning or no meaning?
It's the same problem with happiness, you know. There is no, when one is happy, there is no meaning. A child's already happy. So when pain comes, then the question rises. Is there a meaning to life?
Uh-huh. Yeah, we tend to ask
even,
that kind
even
of question.
One doesn't know if there is a meaning, but we have to have some meaning.
Uh-huh.
To have a sense of, in order to have a sense of direction, where to go. Because one is at a loss,
uh-huh,
where to go. Meaning has some focus.
Some direction.
Some
right?
direction, yeah.
So when you say we have to have meaning, then my next question is, who's giving the meaning?
Either we look for it in authority, you know, some authority.
We look for it.
We look for it somewhere because we don't.
We don't.
We feel that there is, but we don't know where.
Uh-huh.
We look for it. So the authority is, you know, either spiritual teaching, such as religion, or
okay. So if we look for it, that means we start out with no meaning. Therefore, you can actually have meaning. That makes sense?
Yeah, we start from no meaning.
Right.
A child is born with no meaning.
Child is born with no meaning. Right.
No meaning. No,
so life is actually meaningless in that sense. Now let me get back to them. You can think about this for now for a second.
Yeah,
life is meaningless actually, right? 生命有没有意义？我刚才是跟他们问嘛。 那你们觉得生命有意义吗？
Yeah.
有意义嘛？ 那有意义的话是谁给的意义？
Yeah.
那你如果可以自己给自己意义， 那他一开始是有意义的嘛？ 已经有意义了，你就不用再给意义了。嗯，所以你觉得生命是有意义的？
干什么而已。我就觉得说生命是有意义的， 因为某一个人存在对另外一个人有影响， 互相是有影响的。 因为这让我想起一些美国的一个电影， 就是叫 It's a Wonderful Life。 那个男主角他是 James Ward， 忘他本人在那个电影的名字， 他就认为他是没有意义， 因为他已经要破产了， 他不知道该怎么办。 结果后来就演说， 万一你不存在的话， 你这样活得有没有意义的时候， 会有什么影响？ 结果影响到很多人， 就是我就觉得生命是有意义的， 只是我们不知道我们来的目的是做什么而已。
那师父就说是还愿抱怨什么，就是这样。所以学佛法让自己了解多一点。那我再重讲一次哦，你刚才讲的是我们要自己找到自己的意义嘛？我们自己要找到自己的意义。对对。那你如果可以找到这个意义的话，他一开始是有意义的吗？开始我们不知道说我们要去找到这个意义。所以一开始生命是没有意义的吗？也不知道。
也不知道，对，就是因为我们都知道跟不知道之间，说我们要去找，要去找有意义。但没找的话呢？那你就死掉了，就会再从头再去找。我的意思说，如果没有找到的人，他的生命是有意义的吗？他也是有意义，就他知道不知道，但是他自己的有没有他自己的想法。因为我们会去想，就像刚刚您讲说是。 其他动物会不会想？因为我们也不是其他动物，我们不知道它会不会想。也许它会想着我们不知道，因为在轮回之中，如果以佛法讲，它是会想的，就像那个野狐禅一样，它有在想，可是我们不知道。所以很多时候是因为我们不知道，并不表示说它不存在。所以说，你说是有没有意义？我不知道有没有意义，我是觉得应该有意义，是不是对跟错我不知道，所以我要去找答案。也许跟人生是没有意义的，我不知道。
So she insists there must be meaning, you just have to find it. You have to find the meaning. But I think my question is a little bit different. My question is, if you can actually find the meaning, what does that something start out as? Life. Well, we're talking about meaning of life, right? If you could find the meaning of life, then your life start out with meaning or no meaning, right? Yeah, that's my question.
When it comes to religion, when it comes to life, when it comes to life, there may not be meaning.
Yeah.
There may not be meaning. Psychologically, it helps.
It helps to the mind to have a meaning, even if the meaning is false.
Uh-huh.
But it gives you a sense of direction. But philosophically speaking, there may not be any meaning.
Well, which is the important point. All humans love to have what? Meaning, right? But then, is it a scary thing to think about if life actually has no meaning? Philosophically speaking, if life actually has no meaning, would that be a scary thing for you to think about? Yeah. 哈，一个
一个 idiot、yeah. 如果一个人他是个白痴、
嗯、
那他这样子他的生命有意义吗？
嗯嗯这个是母亲的意义，但是我们现在在讲白痴的本身。
对啊、那 对白痴人这个人的本身、
嗯、
他活得有意义吗？
嗯。So, I mean, she asked a good question. If you're mentally challenged, your IQ is very low, do your life has meaning? And she said, yeah, the mother, it's meaningful to the mother,、but I say, how about to the person who suffer? And forget about developmentally challenged. There are some people who can never move.The whole body again, they become what?、in coma, right? Do they have meaning?、Right. But one thing you mentioned, 这但是这个这个是没有答案的嘛对但是我可以讲的可以确定的是这是蛮重点哦。你如果可以这是有逻辑啦你如果意义是要谁找通常是你自己或是意义要谁给予通常是你自己嘛。那你如果可以给予一个东西意义的时候那它刚开始是有意义的嘛就像说我如果可以在这个黑板上写字的话它一开始是怎么样是没有的嘛是没有的嘛所以这个是我在讲所以生命可能一开始是不是什么都没有那这是好还是不好呢其实以佛法角度是非常好的对因为这个是等于在讲空性的东西嘛因为有空间你才有变化 right? So right now we're talking aboutIf you have to give meaning to life, sort of like this PowerPoint, right? If I can put anything I want on this PowerPoint, it must start out as what? Blank? Right? So then I ask the next question, is life, so life must start out as meaningless. Is that good or not good? Yeah, but you know, from a Buddhist perspective, that might be pretty good becauselife can be precisely what? Creative from the meaningless start, right? That's how you... The fact that you can actually start with meaningless life, which also means you what? You can have a more creative life. Right? So that's a sort of pretty active way of thinking, yeah.
那我们也可以把自己的人生当成一块白布你要怎么样你自己去创造
嗯，
类似这样子的
对、蛮好的心是工匠师嘛、
啊、
我们可以画任何东西、So she's giving an example of painter like painter start with a white cloth like a white canvas she can paint anything you want and so is our life life start out although meaningless but we can give any meaning that we do whichThe real challenge behind that, based on what you say, the real challenge is actually we have the freedom to live the life we want, which also really means we are what? Responsible for our own life. And do you think people like to hear that sometime? Yeah, that's the real challenge. That's why.所以你刚才讲的是蛮正确的、啊、如果我们心是工匠师我们可以让我们生命过得更有意义但是同时这是它有个重点在后面 你在讲的是一种自由嘛我们有一种可以让我们生命更有意义的自由但同时这个自由其实也是代表你要对你的人生负责所以这个是其实是最困难的地方 Alright, the last one is ABut before we move to the last one, at least I could give you Sifu's definition. The meaning of life lies in serving. The value of life is giving. That's Sifu's meaning. I'm not sure that's your meaning. You have to figure out yours. Right? 但是中文这师父讲过嘛，我们的生命的意义是服务嘛，啊，对。那当然。这是我在上海一个路边看到，我觉得蛮有趣的。要好好的活着，因为你会死很久，是，这日子要过得好。Actually, this has nothing to do with that. What this says is you better live a good life because you're gonna die for a very long time. So make sure you live good, make sure you live well, right? What the last one, A stand for, any guess? Apple? A?
Achievement.
Achievement. Yeah, you know, after all. After all, it can be meaningful, but if you bring no money home. Your wife and your children look at you, where's the bread? Now, achievement has something to do with also motivation, right? People usually live well. They tend to have some kinds of achievement or a sense of achievement. Now, this is something important. When we say achievement here, I don't mean like good car, good house, right? Good status. Those are nice, but that's not the achievement that we're talking about here. Achievement here means that you really can take one step at a time. You have a sense of accomplishment, right? You have a good goal, and you can achieve one step at a time. You have a clear direction, and you have a sense of, I want to accomplish it. Right? Accomplishment, a sense of accomplishment. Okay, 所以那个活得有成就 是最后一个，那这个也是跟我们人的动力有关。通常我们讲成就，很多时候我们可能在想金钱名这个名利啊这种东西啊，那个其实这个不是我们在讲的成就，那只是其中一种成就。所以真正的成就是你真的是要一步一脚印哦，就是以一个非常稳的方式去把你的日子一天一天的过好，这才是所谓真正的成就。今日事今日毕，我们都听过嘛，所以这个其实有时候它有点像是我们人生啊，在打棒球，不是每一棒都要挥全垒打，而是安打，我们就是以安打的方式一垒一垒往上前进，就是有一个适合的目标，适合的动力来完成适合的事情，这样子。So it's sort of like playing baseball. You're not only aiming for home run. It's not like only home run counts as achievement.But is more like base hit, right? Can you take one step at a time, moving your life forward? That's what achievement means here. So it's less about the goal, really less about a goal, but more about your effort and attitude of achieving that goal. Make sense? Okay. So...So again, I'm going to use Sifu's words again. Don't measure success and gain by wealth and rank. To benefit ourselves and others as best we can is all that matters. Okay. So, Sifu 讲过那个成功不是在钱、金钱与名利的定，不是定义在金钱与名利，而是在于我们人可以让我们自己对人多有帮助。这个是一个以Sifu的定义来讲是这样。Okay. So,Perma, you remember those five? P, alright, E, engagement, and, okay, so if you're someone who live with good well-being, then you tend to have those five things, right? We didn't really talk about how to get those five things, but we say those are the five things.That comes along with well-being. Or you could use those five things to define well-being. Define well-being. 所以刚才我们讲过这五个元素啊，五个元素这个幸福宝马元素啊，就是幸福的人他通常会有从这个五个地方把他们幸福展现出来。所以当然我们没有讲到要怎么样去得到这五个东西，但是至少我们要有需要这五个，就是幸福人通常会从这个五个地方展现出来。所以这个成就意义正向那个的情绪好全情投入这样子然后正向的关系所以这个是我们刚才讲的幸福宝马那幸福宝马那这个正向心理学呢他们除了研究所谓的幸福感是什么他们根据研究这些幸福人在做什么东西那通常那个行为是什么所以他们通常会去做什么 So other than just talking about those five elements of well-being, positive psychologists also studying what are the things that they do. What are the things they do in general? Like, what do people do when they have well-being, when they have a good life? And it has something to do with virtue. With virtue. Somehow positive psychology can see that people who tend to live a better life, usually their behaviors or their intention or their thinking usually go along with their virtue or personal strength. Okay. On the other hand, people who don't live a good life, usually their behaviors are inconsistent with some kind of virtue or in the opposite of their personal strength. Make sense? Okay. 所以这个通常那个正向心理学家会去做研究，他会去讨论说，诶，那幸福人他们的行为举止都是他们身口意都在做什么。那通常呢，幸福的人呢，他们的身口意呢通常都是跟某些美德是有相应的。那通常如果一个人不快乐的时候呢，他的身口意呢通常都是跟美德是比较不相应的。这 make sense 吗？ Make sense. It makes sense, right? All right. If you're killing people every day, it's kind of hard for you to be like calm and happy, and it's not going along with the virtue, right? 那你每天杀人放火，蛮难感到幸福的嘛，你可以这样讲嘛，对不对？ So, virtue. So, according to positive psychology, again, you're happiest when you are living consistently with your virtues and you, when you know your personal strength. Okay? 这个就是刚才我在讲的。当你我在重讲的是当你一个人是快乐的时候，你的行为举止呢通常都是跟一个跟你的个人的美德是有关的。个人的美德跟个人的人格长相是有关的。那他这个美德有多少种？有听过美德吗？我们通常会像譬如说什么是美德，有听过什么？有什么美德有听过啊？拾金不昧、孝顺父母，这个都是算一种美德嘛，哈，都一种美德。那这个美德其实跟我们佛教的戒律应该是有关的嘛，哈，应该是跟戒律有关的嘛。因为为什么要以戒为师哦？因为你的行为举止如果不好的话，你不用讨论到其他东西了，应该是这样说。So the virtue has a, it's kind of related to the precept in Buddhist practice where if your behaviors are not ethical, forget about other practice. So sometimes we say the precept should be the teacher. Of your Dharma practice in the Buddhist practice. 那他们这个美德是怎么去研究呢？那个正向心理学家他们也是去不同的文化，去不同的文化去看读他们的，譬如说他们的宗教、他们的故事、他们的寓言啊，或者是他们的一些圣经啊，就是去他们会去不同文化，然后去找每个文化里面觉得所谓的美德是什么，然后他们就是去把怎么样把它整个统筹起来。 So how do positive psychologists study virtue? What they do is they go to different culture, they study the local religion, local spiritual practice, they read the local fairy tale, right? They read the localFable. They want to figure out what are the good value, good virtue of that culture, right? And then they sort of compile big list to see what are the virtues that's out there in human culture. Sounds good? And in fact, what they did is they actually, after looking at all the lists, they can compile all that into a few important virtues that's shared by all the cultures. 所以那个在他们去这个不同文化，他们去不同文化去做研究的时候，从不同欧美啊或者是东方啊，所谓的美德，他们可以统计出很多不同的美德嘛。但是他们发觉说，你把它全部放在一起的时候，其实很多美德可以怎么样，把它浓缩成几个很重要的美德，几个很重要的美德。那这个重要的美德是哪几个呢？它其实最后可以浓缩成六个，就是所有的文化的人，所有的民族人都可以同意的六种美德。六种美德，那通常幸福的人，他们的行为都不会离不开这六种美德。So they could actually sum up into six major virtues using statistics and calculation and all that. There are six major virtues that's shared by all culture. And in general, when you feel happy, your behaviors are in general in accordance with at least one of those virtues. Make sense?In general, your behavior got to be matching one of the virtues in order to make yourself feel better, right? So what are those six virtues? Here are the six. Wisdom and knowledge is the first type. So I think in all culture, right, in the West, you have philosophy. In the East, you have what? Buddhism, right? It's all what? A representation ofWisdom. So, some of us are born to be what, wiser than others? Can you think? Right? If you think about those six virtues and you think about your own personality a little bit, don't you, with some of it, might fit your personality a bit more than others? Right? Some of us are wiser. Right? Some of us has more courage than others. Right? Some of us,have more humanity, which is the understanding of love. Some of us are more into justice. And some of us are more into temperance. Okay, temperance, right? Our temperament, right? As well as, finally, transcendence. 所以这个六种美德啊，这六种美德其实跟也会多多少跟我们的人每个人的个性有关。我们有些人是属于比较有智慧型的，那我们有些人是属于比较有勇气型的，那我们有些人也是属于比较对人道关怀比较有兴趣的，那我们有些人也是对正义，譬如说去街头去 protest 啊，这个都是比如说正义感比较深的嘛，对，会抗议的是正义感比较深的嘛。那有些人呢是修养比较好的，脾气比较好的。那最后就是有些人是比较容易可以达到心灵上的超越啊，比如说画家、艺术家，他们比较容易可以，譬如说或者是诗人，你们常读到说诗人他们比较容易进入什么大我的境界，这就是心灵上的超越。所以每个人其实有每个人自己的怎么样的一个。的那个的强项，所以我们自己要知道每个人自己的强项是什么，要自己知道强项。So the point of showing you six virtues is really that we all, our personality, part of our personality can match some of the virtues. And you gotta know what is your personality strength. What is your personality strength? And what is the virtue that's more matching you? So you want to sort of elaborate that in your life.So in positive psychology, one thing we advocate in positive psychology is that you don't try to improve the weakness as much as you should try to know your strength, and you should try to use your strength to cover your weaknesses. So focusing on how to expand your strength instead of focusing on improving your weaknesses. That's one thing the positive psychologist advocate. 所以那个正向心理学，他们有一个地方，就他们有一个重点，就是他们其实觉得人啊，要对自己的一个的个性要非常了解，然后对自己的人格上的长项要非常了解。那因为你如果不够了解的话，你其实不够可以有办法发挥你的人生。那他们比较不会去说我们应该要去弥补我们的缺点，因为缺点人每个人一定都有的，不要把时间浪费在弥补缺点，而是说怎么样把我们知道我们的优点是什么， 我们人格上的优点是什么，然后怎么样把我们人格上的优点发挥到更多的地方，然后发挥在别的地方，这是一个幸福人他们通常比较会去做的事情。所以这个 OK, so this is just a Chinese version of the same thing. 所以这个就是譬如就是刚才讲的哈，那这六个东西你们觉得有没有有点眼熟啊？然后那个叫什么啊，非常好、啊、
六波罗蜜
So I was asking, do you know anything, do those six things sound a little bit familiar to the Buddhas? Have you heard anything that in Buddhism that have six things? Do you remember? Ah, the six paramita. You see? So the six paramita is not just belong to Buddhism. It's actually shared by all humanity. If you want to live a better life, you want to what? Perfect.I mean, Buddhists have a higher goal, you know, you want to perfect all six of them. And positive psychologists say, at least get good at one or two of them to start with, right? But I think that's the main difference, okay? So the six paramitas, the six paramitas. Okay. So again, wisdom would be the wisdom paramita, right? I mean, the prajna paramita. And the courage is exertion.Humanity is related to generosity, justice is related to patience, temperance is related to discipline, and transcendence is related to meditation. I mean, they're not exact fit, but there's some overlap. There's some overlap, right? 所以这个其实还蛮有趣的、哦、你看那个科学家的研究结果跟我们佛学的那个些我们的所谓认为的 virtue 是类似的，就是我们需要练习的地方是类似的。那当然最后I want to just say how do we start by being more mindful, start being more mindful, I would say. How do we know what our personal strength is? You got to know yourself, you got to know yourself first, right? But to how to know yourself first, you live wholeheartedly.Live your life wholeheartedly. Always bring your mind to the present moment. You know why present moment is important? If you have a bad habit, when can you change the bad habit? Only in the present, right? 对 yeah, present. 所以我们那个现在很流行讲正念、哦、其实就是把心带到当下。那我说为什么活在当下很重要？因为我们如果有坏习惯的话，如果我们要让我们自己过得更好的时候，唯一可以改变自己的地方也是只有在当下，所以要随时随地可以把心带回当下，才有机会可以看到自己的优缺点，才知道自己需要改什么不能改什么，这样子。那这个是一个切入点。 So why don't I stop here today and thank you very much. 谢谢。
We actually have time for question answer. 我们有五分钟时间可以问问题。
Five minutes.
5 minutes. So any question? 各位有没有问题？或是有想法
？Any question? Yeah.、
Oh, hold on. We're streaming live on Facebook. That's why you need the mic.
Yeah.
You have said that if we don't have one of the virtues, and we have others, so to improve those others, but not to do the one that is our weakness. Do we neglect that one? Do we don't use it at all?
Just focusing on your strength instead of weaknesses. I think sometimes people are stressed out, that's my weaknesses, and they kind of try, often we use our weaknesses to do things that we're not good at. So the idea of positive psychology is more like, if your strength is, let's say, for example, your strength is artistic value, then maybe you want to focus your life more inthat kind of activities, right, or that kind of job, right? So it's sort of like shifting your life into your strength more than shifting your life to things that you're not good at. So some people, they have, here's one example. I know someone who teaches literature, yet she hates to read. Can you believe that? No? There are people like that. And I know, personally, I have relatives that's like that. Hates literature, but teaches in literature. 国文老师，但是很讨厌读书。and so that's what I mean. Like, you want to do things that fits your what? Personal value, personal strength, right? Forming relationship that can help you to bring out your strength instead of weaknesses. Maybe that's what I meant. I mean, it's kind of broad. What I usually do is also there's a personality test, actually let you actually test out what is your personality strength. Well, I'm skipping this part today, that's why. It's a bit vague. But like with the personality test, you can actually see, oh, this is my personal strength, and this is the virtue I can work along with.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay. Huh? Oh, 翻成中文了。他刚才在问说怎么样，其实他的问题就是怎么样把我们的那个人格的长处发挥在生活上。我说其实很多时候我们人啊对自己不够了解，不知道自己喜欢做什么。譬如说你是对艺术有兴趣的，你可能应该是尽量把你的兴趣跟嗜好跟工作往朝那个方向发展，因为它是你的长处嘛。但有很多时候我们人其实是用我们的短处去做其他的事情。我就刚才就说了，那个有一个我认识的是教中文的，但是对读书 对读中文完全没兴趣。那这个就是跟你的人格的强项是完全是不相应的，应该是这样说。所以应该是都从多了解自己开始。OK. Alright, thank you.